This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com, as we do. We're going to take our moments now, and we're going to speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's wonderful to talk to you. I think it's been, what, 2-3 weeks since we've had a hurricane? I like the way the trend is going.
Well, now, I've heard about one that's, is that not going to be coming anywhere near you? Because every time I hear the word hurricane, I'm like, oh, goodness.
Here he comes again. This one will probably stay a tropical storm.
Okay, good. Is it going to stay out in the ocean, too?
Well, no. I'm sure. You're right. Betting on me to get wet by any hurricane is the way to bet. But we're getting better at it. Wow. Talk about a hurricane. The news cycle has been one nightmare, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it has. Yes, it has. and it keeps on going. It keeps on going.
Do you remember, what was it, at the last election, a bunch of pundits said, oh, it's not a problem. The Democrat gets elected, I'll have scandals to write about for 4 years. And now we have the election itself that has just been a nightmare. One scandal after another. My gosh.
Yeah. And the tell is that I don't hear. If I was Joe Biden and I was out there, you know, there's no such thing as the office of the president-elect. If I was out there, he borrowed that from Barack Obama, because that's a Barack Obama thing. He went and got Barack Obama's old placard that he used to hang out there for the office of the president-elect. The first thing I'd be saying, if I really felt confident that I was the man, that I had the mandate, I'd be like, you know what? I got time for this process to play out. Instead, we got transition teams and all this other stuff happening. He's picking his networks. ATF's talking to him. I mean, he's got big plans, and yet all Trump has to do is make sure one state doesn't certify, and then it goes to the House. And do you know who Sidney Powell is?
I do. I've met Sidney Powell.
Well, you are much better off than me, my friend. She got out there, and I mean, and this is the thing about her. This is the truth. She's been out there looking at various software things, and she's saying, I have the evidence to overturn this election, and I never say anything I can't prove.
There. If you want to know one thing about Sidney Powell, she is a lawyer's lawyer. Give her the ugliest case, and if there's data, she doesn't go, oh, that's high, summarize it for me. She studies all of it and has a mind that can hold it. She is a formidable intellect, and she and her honesty, her character, are unimpeachable. She never says it unless she can deliver it.
Right. So that's in play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, one thing I did, I don't know if you caught this. Did you catch my Tuesday show?
Not yet. I'm still trying to remember. I got smacked by a hurricane. I'm still trying to catch up, actually.
Well, see, this is the thing, and you're making reference to this too, where they talk about, well, we can take this and we can take that. I'm sort of tired of that. I'm sort of tired of taking it. I keep asking people, wouldn't it be better as gun rights advocates if we actually fought an offensive fight for a change versus constantly being on the defense?
Don't we?
I would think so. I mean,
I'm thinking of the Second Amendment Foundation, who's going, you guys aren't respecting our rights. I want to sue you. And now with 5-4 on the court, maybe 6-3 on the U.S. Supreme Court, they've stacked up 40 cases in the pipeline quickly before whatever, if the Democrats take the White House and the Senate.
Right.
They want those cases to be in front of the court before the Democrats can stack the court.
Well, and I don't even know that the Democrats would have a whole lot to, you know, right now they're sort of sitting back going, what happened? What just happened to us?
Right.
Because the funny thing is this, and this never happens, down ballot never does better than the president. Down ballot never does better than the president.
Absolutely. That has been true in this case. The Republicans took more. The Democrats lost seats in the House, which they now control by a small margin. We're told, although some of these numbers are so close, I'm wondering if corruption isn't a question there as well. We're told that the Democrats might have a chance to take the Senate. It looks like we're going to have runoffs in Georgia.
Yeah. But this is the thing. I no longer wish to fight one of these things. The reason I told you I was going to do this, and I did it Tuesday. And we don't have to reference it by detail or anything, but I'm tired of fighting these fights where we get out there and we're happy to fall back to the least foothold we can possibly find and say, we just got to win this one race and we thwart everything. Do you remember when Scalia passed away? Nobody expected him to pass away.
Right.
What was he, 59 years old or something like that? He wasn't a very old man at all. And everybody was like, well, you know, then when Antonin Scalia passed away, that can happen to any of us at any given time, I was getting messages all night long going, we're doomed! We're doomed! And the only reason that we don't have a worse-off problem than we do now is because the Senate used the Democratic rules against the Democrats, which is a lovely thing to watch. And we're not talking about Associate Judge Merrick Garland, who had gun control come before him four times, and he was anti-gun all four times.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm no longer willing to sit back and play nice with some of these people. And well, if you go pick up last Tuesday's show, middle hour, you'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway,
I will. I'm sorry I missed it.
No need to be sorry. No need to be sorry. But I didn't know if you might have caught that or not.
When you said play nice, what we're finding is no, the Democrats didn't quote play nice.
No.
They cheated in every battleground state that we can find. Holy cow! And then we had announcer said, well, it's not widespread fraud. Right. They didn't need to steal California or New Jersey. They already have that. They didn't bother to steal parts of Texas where they had no chance. But wow, we saw a widespread, not ubiquitous, but widespread pattern of fraud in the battleground states. And it seems to have included this software company, Dominion Software.
Yep. That guy that's actually a part of the Biden transition team that owns Transmatic or something. We're coming to the first break. Tell them how they find you, sir.
You can find me at my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. I get writing up at Clash Daily and Ammo Land. I have a podcast called Self Defense Gun Stories, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. It's only once a week that I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas.
Hey.
Such a slacker.
Ah.
I'm trying to help.
You know, and it's working. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, you know, Polite Society podcast, self-defense, gun stories, that kind of thing. From where would you like to go?
Well, I just want to do a summary in case someone goes, wait, this election should be settled by now. Because now that we've looked at the facts, we saw the media organizations put out wildly skewed polling data for months. Post office workers were ordered to dump Republican campaign mailers in the trash. Google sent voting reminders to liberals, but not to conservatives. We saw mail-in ballots from the military deliberately discarded. We saw the vote rigged when mentally handicapped people who are not allowed to be voters would suddenly cast votes that were voted for Democrats. We saw forged votes, including votes from dead people. Judicial Watch found that there were 353 counties, 29 different states, that had higher than 100% turnout. Technically possible. People might have moved there before the ballot rolls could be updated, but also extremely indicative of voter fraud. Now, we saw statistical results, you know, the number of people who'd mark a ballot incorrectly. We saw those numbers swing in wild ways that are just uncharacteristic of real people. We saw a bunch of votes that would suddenly come in, all marked for Joe Biden and nobody else down the ticket. Those look like ballots that had to be invented in a hurry, and they don't look legitimate. Wow. There's a lot that we're looking. We're seeing that this electronic vote tallying software appears to not only be easy to corrupt, but it was corrupted. This looks like third world politics, Bill. Can you tell me that I've missed the boat here?
No, you have not. You have not missed the boat there. Like when you're talking about the percentages of people that turn out, yes, of course, that's possible. It is highly implausible. And, you know, when you look at Biden's performance, Biden underperformed against Obama and Clinton everywhere except four cities and four states. And all of these cities are, you know, we're talking about Philadelphia, Detroit, you know, where when we went to bed, Trump was in the lead by hundreds of thousands of votes.
Right.
And in the meantime, you know, I've been wondering, you know, I've heard about the hundreds of thousands of ballots and everything, but, you know, the whole thing with the numeric catch-up that he did and then passing him, I'm just sitting here going, how was that possible? But, you know, Sidney Powell is sort of explaining that now with the old hammer scorecard setup that she's looking at.
Wouldn't you think that a ballot that had been mailed in weeks ago would have already been counted before Election Day, so you start with those leading the way rather than trailing? Yeah, it's strange that so many mail-in ballots suddenly arrived on the very evening of the election.
Yeah.
I did get to speak with Alan Gottlieb. It was last Monday, just after I spoke with you.
Right.
And we were mentioning that they have lawsuits in so many states, 40 of them. Just you cover this field, so listen where they're being filed. Maryland, New Jersey, California, New York, Washington State, Pennsylvania. Louisiana is the exception. In Louisiana, a case is being filed to ask that 18 to 21-year-olds be allowed to buy handguns. You know, these are young men and women that can go to the military, they can sign contracts, they can get married, and then you're telling me they can't protect their family with a handgun? SAF has been very busy. They want that pipeline filled. Good for them. God bless. Doing God's work as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, they're sort of, I refer to SAF as a sort of a special operations group. that does things yes. that nobody else can seem to do and do it well. And they do it constantly.
Well, as soon as I say no one else can do it, then our friend Stephen Stambolia stands up and says, "Really?" And I go, "Oh, sorry, Mr. Beck, Mr. Stambolia, I owe you several drinks and pretty much any bottle you'd like because you guys are doing God's work too." Wasn't it fascinating to see how, and you called this one right on, Bill, how ineffective Michael Bloomberg's billions were?
Well, I mean, look at what he's trying to buy.
Yeah, okay.
Look what he's trying to buy. He's out there, he's trying to tell people that, and anybody that doesn't know who he is, and I know that they have constantly been counting on this to be the case, but it's never been the case. They're constantly hoping for very short memories. And that right. used to be the way it was. But, I mean, we used not to have cities on fire.
Right.
We used not to have, defunding the police. There's whole communities now that have no police.
Oh, my gosh. I pray for them.
Or, if they don't have, if they still have police, they're also, in the middle of the Ferguson effect. They're just out there saying, well, not going to go out on that there call, buddies. So there's all kinds of things happening to him right now. And getting out there and dropping a bunch of money, that's all fine and good. But, I mean, all you're doing is buying advertising. And, I mean, if you get out there and say, don't worry, nothing to see here, and you look out the window and it's on fire, sort of falls flat.
Not only can you imagine trying to sell a socialist candidate in Florida?
No.
There are a lot of Cuban refugees. You know, no, you can't sell that to me because my grandma remembers Castro. And, you know, my uncle, made the swim from Cuba to Florida. Wow. Bloomberg tried.
Tell everybody how they find you.
Look for me at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I put out a little snack food of a podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. I'm a co-host on Polite Society, and once a week I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
President Trump is asserting in a series of new tweets that the 2020 election violated the U.S. Constitution. The president saying Republican poll watchers were blocked from observing ballot counting in Pennsylvania. USA Radio News. Moderna says its experimental coronavirus vaccine was 94.5% effective at protecting people from COVID-19, the second vaccine to hit a key milestone. As far as when the vaccine will be out,
this emergency use approval, I think, could happen in December. And then I think we are more talking in Q1, in the first quarter, to have a full approval where, you know, every American who wants a vaccine that is of 18 years of age or above can get access to a vaccine.
CEO of Moderna, Stefan Bancel. The NCAA announced on Monday they will be holding the entire 2021 men's basketball tournament in one location due to complications caused by the coronavirus pandemic. ESPN reporting the organization is currently in talks with Indianapolis and its surrounding metro area to be the location of its March Madness tournament. The NCAA lost $375 million due to last year's tournament being canceled. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Have you done anything fun with shooting lately, or you haven't conserved ammo like me?
No, I went and took my concealed carry class for renewal, and I was stunned at this instructor. The fact that we'd all been through a hurricane with just in a few weeks, and he goes, by the way, the place where we were taking the class didn't have any power, so he goes, here's my data stick with PowerPoint slides I can't show you. Here's the printed manual with all the slides printed out. I printed one for each of you. You can read it. Now I'm going to tell you what I think you really need to know that isn't required by the state. And my jaw fell open, and I smiled, and I went, praise the Lord, tell me more. So that was wonderful. Almost all the women, and I think all but one of the guys, and you asked them, why were you in the class? I was the only renewal. They said, well, we're watching the news. The world's crazy. And we've just been through a situation where we know the police were not coming if we called.
So you have to physically go take the class over again when you renew?
Yes.
Is it the same cost to take the renewal class as it is for the, the obtaining class?
Yep.
So it sounds like a cash grab there from you there, Rob.
It absolutely is a cash grab. Yes, 100%. Now, it's a the license is good for 5 years, but you're right. It's absolute. In my particular case, the state goes, yes, we've received your application. When we approve, we haven't said that you have your permit, but when we approve your application, we'll tell you how much you owe. If we do that before your license expires, then you don't have to go get fingerprints and all that other stuff. I wonder if they're going to drag it out, and now I'm going to have to go get the, you know, notarized documents that I need. Here's my birth certificate, you know, all that stuff over and over. I hope they'll be nice, because I don't want to do the extra paperwork is what I resent.
See, here in South Carolina, all I got to do is just send them $50.
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm going to lose any more hair. My beard's going to get any grayer.
Right. You know,
exactly. I might get a few more lines on my face.
Speaking of, I was just reading the news. I want to go back to it just because you called this so right that sometimes campaign money can't save a dying cause.
No.
The Democrats in Montana spent 27 times more money than the NRA spent. And this was one of those, what do they call it, where it precludes local towns from inventing their own gun laws.
Preemption.
Statewide preemption.
Preemption, yeah.
And it passed handily, even though, as I said, the Dems out, the anti-gun political groups spent 27 times more than the pro-gun groups. And a senator who lost his it was like a three-decade senator, said, do you know that people coming out to vote for this probably cost me my reelection? Your point writ large.
Here's the thing. One time when I just had gotten started, mm-hmm. In radio. I was working. When I say I was working, I was my show was at the former home of Air America, which was the Al Gore sponsored talk radio sort of thing.
Right.
And it failed miserably, and I was the lone conservative there. So I decided to do a show one day on why, leftist radio didn't do as well as conservative radio, which was, you know, hilarious. And I simply said, when they wanted me to be on and everything, I was, when they said, why? My first thing was, look at what you guys are trying to sell. And all the way up through this election, we've been seeing the left talking about, well, let's defund the police.
Right.
Well, you know, give them room. These are peaceful protests.
Mostly peaceful.
Yes. The states where they've had the most draconian lockdowns and all this other stuff have been Democrat.
Right.
It has decimated the local economies. 24% of America, 18 to 24 years of age, has considered suicide during all these lockdowns. Nobody likes wearing masks, even though everybody's afraid and they're wearing masks. And then on election day, we're all supposed to go, you know, I'm down with this. That's, I guess that's their thing. Is that what I'm
right.
supposed to believe? So, I mean, I don't get what they're, when they're out here talking all this stuff. I really don't understand.
Well, I think they depended on the press. You know, look at the major media. And they thought, well, everybody believes CNN, you know, or the most trusted name in news. And you went, no, we don't. Our friends mock you guys mercilessly on Twitter. Are you crazy? You're the butt of our jokes. That must be a shock to the, you know, the media used to think that they defined reality. I don't think that's true anymore, Bill.
Well, the media, you know, did you catch that hot mic moment with Fox News where they had one person going, you know, the media doesn't get to call this race. And one of the Fox News, I think her name is Sarah Smith or Sandra Smith. She goes, what's going on here, Trace? We called this. Like, you know, we'll give you your opinion and you just shut up and listen to us. Okay. And
wow,
those moments when people see this does nothing for them. So, you know, they can believe what they want to believe and they can think what they want to think and everything. But when it comes down to things, America's not as dumb as they want to say that we are. We're actually quite put together. I mean, everybody's become very tech savvy and all these other things. So it's an interesting time.
Yes and no. The information is out there. In fact, we're drowning in a sea of it. But now we have to sort it, because if you skim off the top, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, if that's your news, you're living in a very different world. On the other hand, if you even have conservative friends, and Mark Zuckerberg will let you see their posts on Facebook, then you have a window to a very different world. The great news is the internet has let you see a window on America from around the world. The Australians were calling this election and went, no, this is crazy. This looks nuts to us.
Yeah.
So
if it's all coming off the magic box, it's a very skewed world, unless they're looking at the sports scores. Maybe the weather, too. We're coming up on the next break. Tell people how they find you.
Can find my writing at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm on Clash Daily and Amaland. Once a week, I'm here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you so much, Bill.
You betcha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and I took some steps today. I have decided to go full on. I'm, and it's going to take me a minute to get all these done. But I've decided every handgun I own is going to have optic on it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I decided that. Maybe it's because it's a lot easier for me to dial an optic in than it is for me to dial adjustable sights.
Bang sights around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I don't have to worry about putting that one dot on it after I've got it zeroed in versus lining up sight picture and everything else. And
Do you have a favorite dot?
I like Holosun.
Yes.
Okay. The 407, which I have a 507, I've had a 508. The difference between the 407 and those 5 series is that the reticle is not, you don't have multiple reticles on the 407. But other than that, it's fine. You know, I mean, it's, I'm not doing military grade things where I have to worry about can I drive a nail into a piece of wood with the optic, you know, frame or anything like that. Even if I were, I'd be like, use yours.
Get rid. You know. Yeah, thank you.
Use yours. I'm not using mine. So, I've decided to go the optic route. And to that end, I'm sending. I just sent one off today.
Who you have having? You're going to have Roger do the work.
Roger is in. I wanted Roger to do the work, but Roger's in the middle of a huge order that he's got coming up with all of his other stuff that is his primary bread and butter. And rather than do that, I'm sending it to a guy named Buck Holly in Richmond, Georgia, who has something called the B&H or P&H Precision Weapons Systems. And all they do is cut slides for optics.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, and, right. And for you, when I went through my concealed carry class, I did it with irons because I just thought, you know, when the instructor presents, that's what most of the other students are going to have. Let's just keep it simple.
Sure.
I was chasing the instructor for score all day. Everybody else was, but that's what you'd expect. But then I came home and got my optic, and I went back to try practicing with it and went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why did I bother with the irons? Well, okay. Steve Fisher may tell us it's all the same. No, I like my red dot better. Now you got to find it, but.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, Steve, when we took his class, he was shooting with his glasses on. So if I shot with my glasses on, I probably would think the same thing he does. But okay. with me, you know, I'm about 10 years older than he is. So for me, like when we were trying to zero at 25 yards, not only were my almost 60-year-old eyes saying, okay, so you say there's a target down there, right? At the same time, you know, I was in the middle of trying to have a little heat, a little mini heat injury, and it wasn't until I went and sat down that I could actually focus on things and actually start grouping. So, you know, even though I had optics on the gun. So, learned a couple of things from that. Always, you know, drinking water all the time. And at the same time, optics.
Well, and none of us are getting any younger. So the ability to focus on the target is sweet. I really like it. I may get a chance to go practice again this weekend.
I know you're a Glock 19 guy, but you've got sort of big hands, right?
Moderately long, yeah.
Have you tried the Glock 45 yet?
No, by that you mean that's its number or that's its caliber?
That's its number. The Glock 45 is basically the 19X for civilians.
No, I haven't.
So you got the 17 round grip with the Glock 19 sized slide.
Huh.
And it's fifth gen only, and that's the slide I've sent forward to P&H to get cut out.
Custom cut.
Yep. So all the Glock, you know, now I just have to get optics cut holsters, which is not that hard to find. That's not, you know, that's becoming more and more common.
Now, are you thinking outside the waistband Kydex or inside?
Well, I've got my back worked over enough now to where I can carry inside the waistband if I want to. I do like outside the waistband, but inside the waistband means I can wear less of a cover garment.
Right.
So that's always good.
I carry outside the waistband. I use Roger Ward's Kydex.
Yep.
Inside, I think I'm using Alien gear most of the time. I had to get a larger piece of leather because down here in Louisiana, you don't want metal against your body at all. So not even a little.
You know, I never carried a gun when I was in Louisiana, so I can only imagine what that's like.
Well, you know exactly what it's like. We both have summer too many months of the year. Did Dean talk about our mutual friend and thank you for having him on twice a week, Dean Weingarten. Did he talk about his glass table article?
He did. He did. He did indeed. I
won't go through it again, but thank goodness for Dean Weingarten. Thank you.
Dean really likes being on radio.
He does?
Yes. Because, you know, he's like, well, can I be on twice? I was like, sure. I do it. I do it all day, every day. But, you know, for most people, and I mean, you do a lot of audio.
Right.
How many hours a week do you do?
Four. 4 hours of finished audio a week. So for you, that's, oh, you mean like a little over a day for Bill Frady? Yeah, but yeah. Okay. I wonder if, by the way, has Dan Zimmerman, who I usually comes up next, has he recovered from his kidney stones? Oh, my gosh.
I think he sort of has, but he's on the road tonight. He's in the air.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Our colleague Cam Edwards posted about the Gallup data, Gallup polling.
Right.
That said, now, there's still a majority that says, oh, gun control sounds good. But that majority continues to fall and fall and fall. And now we're back at levels we saw back in the 1990s.
Well, first thing first, if it's a poll,
right,
we don't need to pay too much attention to that because I want to know where the sample is. Yeah, I want to know where the sample is. I want to know where the, you know, who they polled. I want to know the representations. I want to know how many people were gun owners. Getting out there and polling in New York going, are you for gun control? Yeah, that. We don't know where that's going to go.
Right.
So, you know, polling is only as good as its method.
As its sample represents the public.
Yes, sir.
As you point out, which New York? Manhattan? The far end of Long Island is very, very different. Rochester, Poughkeepsie. Which New York?
That makes a difference.
We're not all the same.
Nope.
Boy, are we not.
Nope, not at all.
Speaking of which, and now this is another one of those.
Before we run out of time.
Good point.
Yeah. Tell everybody where they find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. If you don't see it there, look for my writing at Clash Daily, Ammo Land, and at the Daily Surge. And thank you, Bill. Once a week, I get to join you and the ninjas.
Yeah, man. It's a good way to kick off the week. I like it. Thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.